From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello, VOA listener. How are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voanews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 475 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia again sends humanitarian aid to Gaza. Ministry of Foreign Affairs is ready to collaborate on climate issues. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where the Indonesian government will send the second phase of humanitarian aid to Gaza on Monday. In official statement on the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube account on Monday, President Joko Widodo said that 21 tons of medical aid and other necessities will be flown by two planes, which are currently needed by the people of Gaza.
Ini lagi pada pagi hari mengirimkan bantuan pada saudara-saudara kita di Gaza sebanyak.
Again this morning we will send aid to our brothers and sisters in Gaza in the amount of two planes, which will transport 21 tons on the form of medicines, hospital equipment, food, and other necessities according to the needs of the people in Gaza.
Obat, obatan, kemudian perlengkapan rumah sakit, makanan, dan barang keperluan lainnya sesuai dengan kebutuhan masyarakat di Gaza.
President Joko Widodo also said that the aid came from the government budget worth 31.9 billion rupiah, as well as companies and humanitarian institutions across the country. Besides humanitarian aid, Indonesia will also continue to provide political support for Palestine. As one of the special envoys of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, is currently going to several countries to gather support so that the atrocities in Gaza will be stopped immediately. Director General of Asia and Europe at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Omar Hadi, appreciated the Global Forum for Climate Movement of Promoting Green Culture, Innovation and Cooperation, held jointly by the ministry and an Islamic organization, Muhammadiyah, at the University of Ahmad Dahlan in Yogyakarta on Sunday. He also said that his side is ready to collaborate with any civil organization in the country, as he believed that the climate crisis is an existential threat and all parties have the responsibility to address issues related to the crisis.
The foreign ministry is or will be always prepared to collaborate with Muhammadiyah and other civil society organizations on any issues, but in particular in this climate crisis issues, because as we understand it, climate crisis is an existential threat, and this is we all have the responsibility to address issues related to climate crisis.
The Global Forum for Climate Movement is attended by delegation from 13 countries as well as international organizations such as UNDP, UNESCAP, and the European Union. The forum calls for a number of actions, including implementing faith-based or environmentally friendly practices, integration of sustainable funding, and strengthening collaboration between all parties. A total of 249 refugees from Rohingya Myanmar landed on the coast of Aceh in the Lapang Bharat Fish Auction Site, Gandapura District, Biren Regency. As reported by Antara, head of the Gandapura District, Azmi, confirmed from Banda Aceh on Sunday that the refugees were still at the Lapang Bharat Fish Auction Site and the local community had helped provide food and clothing to the refugees. However, according to Azmi, some local people still reject their arrival. So Gandapura District is already coordinating with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR. Besides the refugees in Biren, as of Sunday, 220 Rohingya refugees have also landed in the coastal area of Kampung Kule, Bathi District, PD Regency in Aceh. 35 Rohingya refugees were also found in a truck after reportedly landing from a boat in a coastal area in Madak District, East Aceh Regency. The Halal Product Assurance Organizing Agencies, or BPGPH, of the Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs signed Mutual Recognition Agreement, or MRA, with 37 halal institutions from several countries on Sunday. As reported by Antara, the agreements were signed on the sidelines of the H20 Halal World 2023 event, which took place in Jakarta from Friday to Tuesday. According to the head of the BPGPH, Akil Irham, there was an agreement between BPGPH and 9 halal institutions for mutual recognition and acceptance. There was also an agreement with 28 halal institutions to accelerate the competitions of their assessment for recognition and acceptance of halal certificate. The institutions come from countries such as Canada, Chile, New Zealand, South Korea, Taiwan, Thailand, and the United States. Let's move on to the international news, where the special delegation from the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, and Arab League called on Monday for an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip as they visited Beijing on the first leg of a tour to push up for an end to hostilities and to allow humanitarian aid into the Palestinian territory. The delegation, which is set to meet officials representing each of the 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council, is also appealing pressures on the West to reject Israel's justifications of its actions against Palestinians as self-defense. As reported by Reuters, the officials holding meetings with China's top diplomat Wang Yi on Monday are from Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, and Palestine, as well as Indonesia and the OIC. Saudi Minister of Foreign Affairs Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud said that they are in Beijing to send a clear signal that the countries must immediately stop the fighting and the killings, as well as immediately deliver humanitarian supplies to Gaza. Far-right politicians Javier Milei of La Libertad Avanza Alliance won the presidential election in Argentina as his opponent, the candidate of the ruling Union for the Homeland Alliance, Sergio Massa, said on Monday before the official results of the vote were announced. As reported by Sputnik, Milei received 55.95% after 86.59% of the votes were counted. Economy Minister Massa gained 44.04%. Though Massa said that the results were not what he expected, he had contacted Javier Milei to congratulate him and wish him good luck for the next 4 years of presidency. Milei advocates the dollarization of the economy and a foreign policy oriented towards Israel and the United States. He also against joining the BRICS alliance and cooperating with China, Brazil, and Russia. Rescuers are trying to send cooked food and set up a phone connection to 41 workers trapped for 8 days in the collapsed tunnel in the Indian Himalayas as they explore fresh rescue plans after previous attempts stalled, officials said on Monday. As reported by Reuters, the men have been stuck in the highway tunnel in Uttarakhand state since it caved in early on November 12 and are safe, authorities said. They have access to light and supplies of oxygen, dry food, water, and medicines are being sent via a pipe. Authorities expect that a second 6-inch pipeline being drilled into the debris for delivery of cooked food will soon be ready, with 42 meters out of an estimated 60 meters already completed. This was stated by Bashkar Kulban officers on special duty for the tunnel project. Officials are also considering setting up an optical fiber connection through this pipeline, said Federal Road Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari, which can be used to insert a camera or phone connections into the tunnel to help workers speak to their families. Well, listener, now let's move on to commentary for today on a glimmer of hope for China's U.S. relation improvement.
Here is today's commentary on A Glimmer of Hope for China-U.S. Relations Improvement. I'm Dalat Pane. The United States President Joe Biden was very enthusiastic after a four-hour meeting with President of China Xi Jinping in California on Wednesday. The meeting was held amid Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation APEC Summit 2023. In his posting on X, President Joe Biden said that a real development in a constructive and productive talk was achieved. The U.S. and China had achieved agreement to continue military communication and cooperation in fighting drug trade. With the recovered military communication between China and U.S. concretely, this means the U.S. Secretary of Defense can meet again with the Chinese Minister of National Defense. This also opened a gateway for contact at operational level. For instance, the military ships and aircraft commanders in South China Sea and around Taiwan. This would reduce risk of escalation due to the miscommunication and also accidents. U.S. and China relations have been tense in recent years. For the first time in the last 1 year, there was a direct meeting between the two world leaders, and since April 2017, President Xi Jinping visited the U.S. China had cut military communication after the visit of Nancy Pelosi, U.S. 52nd Speaker of the House, to Taiwan in August 2022. President Xi Jinping still saw Taiwan as part of China. However, in the meeting with Biden, the leader of China convinced that the two sides do not have plans to take military action against Taiwan. Nevertheless, a senior U.S. official told Reuters that President Xi Jinping had explained the situation where China can take military action. In turn, President Joe Biden urged President Xi Jinping to respect the upcoming election in Taiwan in January 2024. China on Wednesday also promised to take action to fentanyl raw material production that took lives in the U.S. Fentanyl is a strong opioid used as analgesic and anesthetic. According to President Xi Jinping, the U.S. must lift the sanction for the operation against the Uyghurs and give China more room in science and technology. Prior to the meeting, the U.S. and China had reached agreement for better cooperation in climate policy. In his remark during a gala dinner with business people on Wednesday, at a meeting with President Joe Biden, President Xi Jinping gave a hint that China will send a panda to a zoo in Washington. He called the panda a friendly envoy between the people of China and the U.S. President Xi Jinping also said China is ready to continue cooperation with the U.S. in preserving pandas. Amid the not conducive global situation recently and the gray cloud above the relations between the U.S. and China, the two superpowers' relationship improvement will positively affect the situation in other nations, regions, and vice versa. Well, listener, that was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. which started in history with November 20, 1946, when the Battle of Puputan Margarana between Indonesia and the Netherlands occurred. The Battle of Puputan Margarana was one of the battles between Indonesia and the Netherlands during the Indonesian War of Independence, which occurred on November 20, 1946, led by the head of the Lesser Sunda Division, Colonel I. Gusti Ngurah Rai. At that time, the People's Security Army troops fought hard to repel the Dutch troops who returned after Japan's defeat to regain control of the territory captured by Japan in World War II. As a result, this battle resulted in the death of all of I. Gusti Ngurah Rai's troops, who were later remembered as one of the Puputans in the early era of independence, and also resulted in the Dutch succeeding in establishing the state of East Indonesia. Moving on to November 20, 2003, when the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia, or DPR RI, approved the establishment of the West Sumbawa Regency. On November 20, 2003, Deputy Chairman of the DPR RI, Sutario Suryogoritno, in the plenary sessions of the House, knocked the gavel on approval of the law on the establishment of West Sumbawa Regency in West Nusa Tenggara Province. West Sumbawa Regency was formed with the approval of the House on Law of the Republic of Indonesia No. 30 of 2003 concerning the establishment of West Sumbawa Regency in West Nusa Tenggara Province, Indonesia. In this law, it is stated that the West Sumbawa Regency consists of five sub-districts, namely Sitaluk District, Brangrea District, Jarawah District, Songkongkang District, and Taliwang District, with a total of area more than 1,849.02 km², with a population in 2003 more or less than 88,000 people. When today in history, on November 20, 2006, when United States President George W. Bush visited Indonesia. On November 20, 2006, the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush, made a bilateral visit to the Bogor Presidential Palace and met with President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. The bilateral visit, which lasted for 6 hours, discussed investment, development of new energy sources, and tsunami early warning systems. At that time, George W. Bush was also considered to make Indonesia a strategic partner in eradicating terrorism, a source of energy supply, and developing democratization.
Cita-cita kita yang terhadap
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bank Indonesia and the Monetary Authority of Singapore MAS started implementing cross-border QR payment between Indonesia and Singapore on Friday. This implementation allows users or customers of participating financial institution to make cross-border retail payments smoothly using their payment application. Indonesia by scanning the Quick Response Code Indonesian Standards or QRIS and Singapore using the QR Network for Electronic Transfer Singapore or NETS, displayed by merchants both in Indonesia and Singapore. Bank Indonesia's Governor Perry Warjio in an official statement in Jakarta on Friday explained that the cross-border QR payment between Indonesia and Singapore will encourage faster, cheaper, more transparent and inclusive payment between countries, especially for micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs. Bank Indonesia's Governor Perry Warjio and MAS Managing Director Raffi Menon jointly launched the payment interconnection by simulating QR payments between countries directly at the Singapore FinTech Festival 2023. With increased payment convenience, this interconnection will be able to expand market access for business actors in both countries, especially micro and small businesses, through increasing the number of new consumers. This initiative will also benefit tourists from both countries as tourism continues to increase after the COVID-19 pandemic. In the first half of 2023, there were 600,000 arrivals from Singapore to Indonesia and 1.1 million tourists from Indonesia to Singapore. Bank Indonesia and the Monetary Authority of Singapore MAS also signs a letter of intent regarding the framework for settling transactions in local currencies. Once implemented in 2024, the framework will facilitate the settlement of cross-border payment transactions, including QR payments, trade and investment between Indonesia and Singapore using each country's local currency. These efforts will support business actors and other users to minimize exposures to exchange rate risk and increase efficiency. The letter of intent is in line with efforts to strengthen Asian financial integration to facilitate the use of local currency in transactions between ASEAN countries.
Ku hitung detik waktu dengarlah sekali lagi, I love you.
Tiada yang lain lagi, hatiku telah terkunci, cuma kamu.
I just wanna hold you, I just wanna kiss you, I just wanna love you all my life. Normally wouldn't say this, but I just can't contain it. I want you here forever, right here by my side. Hold, hold you, kiss you.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Pangandaran, which is one of the main tourist destinations in West Java, Indonesia. There is a comprehensive tourist attraction in Pangandaran Regency. There are beaches, waterfalls, rivers, caves, and tourist villages. For its tourism village, Pangandaran has Selasari Tourism Village, which offers nature and culture-based tourism. Selasari Tourism Village is 30 minutes from Pangandaran Beach. The distance between Selasari Tourism Village and Nusa Wiru Airport is 18 kilometers with a 33-minute drive. There are many activities that you can do in Selasari Tourism Village. You can do river tubing at Santirah River Tubing for 1.5 kilometers for about 2 hours, crossing rapids, entering 4 caves along 8 to 100 meters, and passing several waterfalls. A professional guide will guide you. You must wear a helmet and a life jacket. For this activity, you have to pay 150,000 rupiah. You can also follow the exploration of Lanang Cave. This cave has a depth of about 364 meters. For those of you who want to enjoy the sunrise and sunset, you can go to Pepedan Hill, a hill area in Selasari Tourism Village that has been arranged to be a place to enjoy the fresh air of the hill. Listener, this tourism village, which is located 200 to 500 meters above sea level, also has a distinctive traditional art. You can watch Renggang Gunung Art and Lengser Dance. However, the art performance can only be attended at certain times. Those of you who want to see the performance must make a reservation or coordinate first with the manager. The typical cuisine offered include pindang gunung and crispy fern. Pindang gunung is a fish soup with spice sauce that has been Pangandaran's culinary specialty. Meanwhile, crispy fern is a fried fern leaf with flour and seasonings. Regarding kriya or handcraft potential, Selasari Tourism Village also has recycled plastic waste and woven sticks that can be purchased as souvenirs. Listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
saat malam langit tanpa bintang coba menggoyahkanku, merapuhkanku di sini. Ku coba tegar kini tanpa dirimu kasih yang selalu menemani. Cintaku kau abaikan, kau beri air mata. Apakah ini cinta? Bila tak selamanya kita bisa bersama, haruskah menunggumu di sini? Dan bila selamanya kita bisa bersama, ku simpan cinta ini. Bangkit walaupun kini hatiku penuh luka yang kau goreskan di dada. Teringat janji dulu takkan pernah berpisah walau sedetik saja. Cintaku kau abaikan, kau beri air mata. Apakah ini cinta? Bila tak selamanya kita bisa bersama, haruskah menunggumu di sini? Dan bila selamanya kita bisa bersama, ku simpan cinta ini.
Hi listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Di Pantai Moale, Di Pantai Moale, which means on Moale Beach. So stay tuned. We're going to present to you a conversation entitled Kita Hampir Sampai, Kita Hampir Sampai, which means we are almost there. This conversation is between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sortauli, Chris' friend in the vlog community. Sortauli describes a journey to Moale Beach. Let's listen to the conversation.
Jalan ke pantai Moale mulus ya?
Iya, bagus sekali. Apakah masih jauh?
Kita hampir sampai.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Kita, kita, which means we. Hampir sampai, which means almost arrive or almost there. Kita hampir sampai, which means we are almost there. Jalan, jalan, which means road. Mulus, mulus, which means smooth. Bagus sekali, which means very good. Masih jauh, which means still far. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, kita hampir sampai, which means we are almost there. In the sentence, there is the word hampir, hampir, which means almost, which states an estimation of an activity process that is about to finish. In the sentence, the expression hampir sampai, which means almost there, states the estimation of the journey to Moale Beach that will be finished. Let's listen to the other examples of using the word hampir, hampir, which means almost. Kita hampir selesai ujian, which means we almost finished the test. Pesawat hampir tiba di bandara, which means the plane almost lands on the airport. Moale Beach is one of so many beautiful beaches in South Nias Regency. The beach, which lies in the western part of Nias Island, has a straight long line. It is getting more beautiful when the sun sets. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Jalan ke pantai Moale mulus ya?
Iya, bagus sekali. Apakah masih jauh?
Kita hampir sampai.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Menjadi raja yang paling ditakuti. Aku bisa taklukkan segala bangsa di dunia. Tapi apa artinya
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Semua Bisa Bilang by Paksi Band. The song is one of popular songs in the 80s, which was popularized by a legendary group band, The Mercies. The popularity of this song can be seen from the number of other famous musicians who have covered the song, such as Balawan, Ahmad Dhani, Braves Boy, and Rani. This song, which has simple lyrics, tell about a feeling of love and affection that must be proven, not just with words. Well, listener, let's enjoy a song by Paksi Band with the song Semua Bisa Bilang, or in English means All Can Say. Enjoy!
Kau benar-benar sayang padaku, kalau kau benar-benar cinta, tak perlu kau katakan semua itu, cukup tingkah laku. Sekarang apalah artinya cinta kalau hanya di bibir saja? Cinta itu bukanlah main-mainan, tapi
of Indonesia.
Lama aku melintir menahan
Listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.